Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Lan.
Oil prices moved higher last week and Brent broke $85 per barrel. What was behind that move?
Well, this is the first interesting thing, really, that's happened in the oil market for some weeks. The range oil had been trading in was getting really quite tedious. And 85 is a figure we've been talking about for a while. And so the move up through that is a pretty significant one. It's certainly the most significant thing from a technical point of view on the upside for a few months now. I think it's interesting to note that WTI futures, so US crude futures, actually broke $80 per barrel earlier in March. And 80 for WTI is quite comparable to 85 for Brent. So I think in that sense, WTI breaking up through 80 perhaps led the way for Brent to break 85. So I think there's quite a lot of technical and investor buying reasons behind this move higher. And then on top of that, this morning, the market has been fairly strong again. And we've had some positive data from China, stronger than expected industrial production, as well as record levels of refinery production that was driven by strong holiday demand from the Chinese New Year holidays last month. So a positive demand side story there. And then on top of that, a sort of positive supply side story arising out of recent attacks by Ukraine on Russian oil infrastructure, which is starting to create some real issues there for the Russians. So we have a combination here really then of some technical factors with this breakup through 85 and also now some fundamental news behind that also, which is helping to support prices.
The International Energy Agency published its latest report last week. What did they have to say about the state of the oil market?
Well, in terms of year-on-year growth, they have revised up the 2024 forecast by about 200,000 barrels per day. So that brings the estimate for year-on-year growth up to 1.4 million barrels per day. At the same time, they've also revised down their forecast of non-OPEC supply for this year by about 200,000 barrels per day. And there's also a revision to their estimate for OPEC condensate output, which is, unlike crude, is not subject to output limits. The effect of that has been to increase the call on OPEC, so the amount of crude oil that OPEC, or the IEA estimates OPEC need to produce to balance the market, by 500,000 barrels per day. So that's gone up from 26.8 million barrels per day to 27.3 million barrels per day as a forecast and average for 2024. Now, if we compare that to what's the IEA estimates that OPEC is actually producing, or at least was in the month of February, they see that at 26.9 million barrels per day. It's a little bit higher than January. So clearly, if OPEC continues to point at the same rate as it was in February for the rest of this year, then the market will be in a deficit of something like 400,000 barrels per day on average. So that suggests there is a scope actually for OPEC to increase output. However, if you look at the quarterly detail, the figures for the current quarter suggest that the market is actually balanced. So they'll need to wait at least until the next quarter, which of course isn't very far away, but before considering increasing output.
Where do you see the market going from here?
Well, this technical break higher is certainly very positive development for oil. There's not much resistance going up from here from a technical point of view until you get to around the close to $90 per barrel. I think this rally is reliant on a relatively positive risk appetite in the market generally. So I think it'll be at risk from any retracement in equities. That's probably the main, or one of the main potential threats to this rally.
Power and gas prices in Europe have also been rising. Is this move related?
Well, I think the positive economic outlook is certainly helping. I mean, if we go back to the end of last year, the markets were generally, whether it was oil or natural gas or whatever, markets were concerned about the demand outlook in 2024. And I think generally things are turning out to be a bit better than people had feared. And the news on China in particular is very helpful. China tends to be a big buyer of liquefied natural gas. And in the news on industrial demand would tend to suggest a more positive outlook for gas demand. And that is going to lead to increased competition for liquefied natural gas in the international market. And so that tends to push up European gas and electricity prices. I think also allied to that, there was possibly the danger that the sell-off that we've had in over the last few weeks in gas and electricity markets in Europe was getting a little bit overdone, the market becoming a little bit complacent about the benefit of having two mild winters in a row, which of course we cannot guarantee for next year and beyond.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the episode, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.